Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Jesus is the precious one. Did you know that? Yeah, 1 Peter 2 and verse 7 says, "Unto you therefore that believe, he, Jesus, is precious." Did you know that his very name, Jesus, is precious? Isn't that a wonderful name? Oh, his name is precious. And you know that name was announced from heaven before his birth. Prophet Isaiah said of him, "And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father." See, that's wonderful. That's precious. When in the Bible they declared a name, they were declaring the character of the person, the identity of the person. Not just the wee name, it was the whole person. And he is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Well, you say, Brother McKee, my Bible says that he's the Father of eternity, not the Everlasting Father. Hey, that's okay. I don't mind. If he's the Father of the eternity, you got to notice this. He's not the child of eternity. He's the Father of eternity. Before eternity was, he was. In the beginning was the Word. In the when? In the beginning. You roll back the curtains of time and there stands Jesus, the Word, the Everlasting One. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Oh, this is precious. And again, his preciousness was announced right before his birth, for the angel said, "Call his name Jesus." Call his name Jesus. Why? Because he shall save his people from their sins. Now, he's not going to try to save them. Notice that. That's not what the Bible says about Jesus. He's not going to try to save their people. Not going to give it his best effort to save. Give it his best shot to save. No, he shall save his people from their sins. What's hard to grasp about that? Jesus is the Savior. Oh, and to declare his name Jesus is to declare that he saves from sin and its penalty, sin and its power, sin and its pleasure. And ultimately, he saves from the very presence of sin. He's precious. So let me ask you, is he precious to you? Look, I'm neither a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I will guarantee you this. The more precious Jesus becomes to your heart, the more thrilling your Christian life will be. Because instead of occupying yourself with yourself and your problems and contemplating your navel, hey, listen, contemplate your navel all you want, but hey, I have news for you. It's going to be there tomorrow. It's not going to change. But if you will spend your time occupying your mind with the Lord Jesus and seeing his preciousness, enjoying the knowledge of his preciousness, then your Christian life will be so fulfilled. So unto you, therefore, that believe, he is precious. If you've never known the preciousness of Jesus, if you've just tuned in, you're driving down the road, and now you're hearing this Irish preacher, let me urge you, put your trust in Jesus. Call out for him for mercy. He's the Savior, the only one who can introduce us to God. For he is God manifest in the flesh. And that is the Gospel Truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.